This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Well, hello and welcome to the Cardinals Insider Podcast. I'm Brett McMillan. Today's pod centers around one of my favorite topics in Cardinal baseball, and that's our radio network and our flagship station, KMOX. We've got one of the largest radio networks in all of professional sports here with the Cardinals. For decades, St. Louis was MLB's westernmost and southernmost franchise. So generations of baseball fans have grown up listening to the Cardinals. And they used to gather around radio consoles for moments like this one, Whitey Kurowski's eventual game-winning home run in Game 5 of the 1942 World Series.
Kurowski swings and drives one deep left field, going. It is gone. In there for a home run for Whitey Kurowski.
Our 2017 network has affiliates that cover 10 states and include more than 100 stations. In the continental United States, affiliates stretch as far north as Loves Park, Illinois, and as far south as Vicksburg, Mississippi. If you want to go east-west, on the easternmost side, it's Sebree, Kentucky, and then Enid, Oklahoma is the western border of the network. But that's just the continental part of the network, because if you're feeling tropical, we also have a pair of stations in Hawaii. However, when conditions are right, the power of our flagship station, KMOX, carries Cardinal baseball far beyond the reach of our affiliates. I've personally picked up KMOX's 1120 AM in Traverse City, Michigan. That is 600 miles or so from St. Louis. And I've heard of people getting it even further away than that, like a group of relocated St. Louisans who would gather on a hill outside of Washington, D.C. just to turn up their car radios and listen to their beloved Cardinals. If you're keeping track, D.C. to St. Louis, nearly 800 miles. KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman is one of the voices that you hear on the network. He serves as a pre- and post-game host from time to time, and Tom was kind enough to sit down and talk with me about the incredible history of Cardinal baseball on the radio. I began by asking him how he's seen the network scope, both foster and sustain, a regional love for Cardinal baseball.
Well, it's an amazing network of stations, 155 stations. It's the largest radio network in Major League Baseball, and we hear from all of them. And, you know, it covers 10 states, and then you listen online through MLB, and you hear people from around the world listening to Cardinals games. So there's a great connection there that started generations ago, because KMOX's signal reached so far. And then through the years, you know, we've been able to connect with those listeners. There's a great, history, but also there's a great feeling of comfort when people can sit in the backyard and throw the ball around or grill in the backyard or hang out with their friends and have the Cardinals game on. You know, there's familiarity and something that's been handed down through generations. So that has been the connection that we've built through the years, and our announcers are a big part of that. So starting, you know, all the way back to Franz Lox and Harry Carey and Jack Buck and Mike Shannon and Joe Buck, you name them, they've been a big part. John Rooney now, you know, a big part of what the Cardinals mean to fans is being able to experience them and take them to the ballpark. And then, you know, they've been able to sell the experience of Cardinal baseball to the fans and make it a destination. And so for a lot of our listeners, St. Louis and Busch Stadium is a vacation destination that they can't wait to get to, that they hear all the time. And so they come to St. Louis and experience what they've heard on the radio. And it really works well for us. We're just the ones that deliver the product.
They've delivered it well over the years. KMOX and the Cardinal Radio Network have been home to some of the biggest names in broadcast history. You've got people like Jack and Joe Buck, Harry Carey. Bob Costas got his start on KMOX. Dan Kelly, a name that was on KMOX radio, and Dan Dierdorf as well, just to name a few of the announcers with their fingerprints on the station's 50,000 red-hot watts. That lineage all traces back to one very influential station leader.
Well, the standards were set early, and you know, when you think of Bob Hyland and what he did, Robert Hyland put together a radio powerhouse, and he was able to connect with his listeners, but he also came up with some innovative things that made KMOX really the standard by which stations of our size and power were measured. He came up with the idea of taking phone calls. He came up with the idea of asking the expert to take phone calls and connect with listeners. The first sports talk show. So KMOX has for a long time that we're kind of held to that standard. So we chase after our own success, but we also make sure that we don't let down the people that built it before us. And so that's, I think, why KMOX is always driven to be better and better. We have so many people that we follow, but we also have a listener base that grew up on that, and their parents and grandparents grew up on it. It's expected that we're held to the highest standard, that we have a high level of success. And so we feel that from our listeners. Believe me, they do not let us get away with anything. They want more and more. And when it comes to Cardinals info, when it comes to Cardinals information, they want and can't get enough. And it's a great feeling that they want so much from us and that we're able to deliver it to them and give them some behind-the-scenes access that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
A little bit ago, we were talking about the very impressive reach of the radio network, specifically the KMOX signal. I asked Tom Ackerman to explain why it is that KMOX is part of just an elite group of stations in the United States that have such tremendous power.
Yeah, you just will not. I mean, back in the war times, we were a station that was relied upon to give information, and so other stations were required to power down at night, and we were blazing our signal all over the country. And here in the Midwest, there are no 50,000-watt stations near St. Louis. We're the one, and so our signal goes far and wide. We hit 44 states. And you can actually, I've been down at spring training in Jupiter, driving around in a rental car listening to KMOX on 1120. It's that powerful at night. We can stretch into Canada and Mexico. So that signal certainly has been a stalwart and has been a big part of who we are. The 50,000 red-hot watts is what we're always called upon to give information out, but also to entertain and to have fun with listeners, and we do that through Cardinal Baseball. But yeah, it's a great tradition that has spread. I mean, you think about when the Cardinals travel around and they go to Denver and play the Rockies and you see the pockets of Cardinals fans, that's from the signal of KMOX reached Colorado and people would listen to the Cardinals. Or you look throughout the South or any other parts of the country that our signal reaches, we were able to acquire fans through the power of that signal. And so it not only was very important during the war, but also when it came to be west of the Mississippi, there was one team, and that was the St. Louis Cardinals, and we built a fan base through that powerful radio signal, as well as the success that the team had.
Because of that reach, it's always been fun to hear stories about where people are listening from. Cardinal Radio Network hosts usually have a really good story about a time that even they were surprised by where a listener might have been texting or calling in from.
Yeah, I had a time that I was listening, that I was hosting the post-game show, and I had a caller on the screen. It said, John in Mexico. And I thought, let's go to John. And I hit the button. I said, John in Mexico, Missouri, how are you? And he said, no, I'm in Mexico. I can hear you down here. So that was kind of blew me away. And now with the station being online, you get calls from all over. You know, we have our military overseas listening to KMOX, listening to the Cardinals. It's a powerful thing. And so, yeah, we take that very seriously. We touch a lot of people.
One of the things that people really love about sports on the radio is that it leaves room in your imagination to picture the game. And baseball, perhaps more than any sport, just really seems to fit that audio format well. Tom Ackerman's been around the Cardinal Network as an employee for 20 years, so I asked him what he thinks makes baseball and radio such a perfect fit.
Well, stories, you know, there's a lot of great storytelling that goes on during the game, but also just through the years, the connection that you've made to the game and again, that familiarity, that feeling of being around the game and hearing and pausing, hearing the hot dog vendor, you know, hearing the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, the organ winding up and getting people excited about what could be a very special moment. You know, those sounds of the game, those moments between the pitches are really great in baseball. And so radio really carries those through. Sometimes it's okay to take a step back and let the sounds of the game go through. But, you know, it's also something that you can do. You can listen to a game and do something else. You can clean out the garage. You can lay out by the pool. You can cook dinner outside. You can play ball with your son or daughter or your dog. You know, you can have fun. You can drive around and still have the game with you and carry it with you. And so there's something great about that, something very special about that, and baseball brings that to us.
Cardinal baseball and radio, it really is a stunning history. We'll have more from Tom here on the podcast and on our Cardinals Insider TV show in the coming weeks. He and fellow St. Louis radio personality Randy Carricker shared some great Jack Buck memories with me recently. We've got a profile of Jack Buck on the TV show on June the 4th. If you want to watch it, check local listings at cardinals.com/insider or check it out on demand as well, cardinals.com/video or in the MLB At Bat app. As a reminder, as always, if you go to the app, just check out the video section and type Cardinals Insider into the search bar. Thanks for listening today. For Tom Ackerman, I'm Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you next week on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.